I am challenging Southern Baptists to read with me by May 20th, 1936, the last 27 chapters of Isaiah 10 times, and Paul's letter to the Ephesians 40 times. Why ask our people to read Isaiah chapters 40 to 66 10 times? Because this great book of comfort is the gospel in the Old Testament. The wisdom and power and grace of the holy and loving God are set forth in pictures that can never be forgotten. The ancient prophet introduces us to the same loving Father about whom our Lord Jesus tells us. Moreover, the character and mission of the suffering Savior are pictured almost as vividly as they are described in the four Gospels. And the surpassing beauty of Zion, the church of the living God, is painted in images that cannot fade. The Old Testament forms a large part of the progressive revelation contained in the Bible, and it is important that our young preachers should study under competent teachers the Old Bible that Jesus loved so much. The chair of New Testament interpretation in the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary has already been endowed, and now the alumni and other friends of the seminary are raising funds for the endowment of the chair of Old Testament interpretation. I am happy to have the opportunity of speaking a good word on behalf of this movement, not because my own name is to be associated with the chair, but because it will pay the salary of a good teacher of the Old Testament to the end of time. I want the Southern Seminary to keep the entire Bible as the foundation of all its instruction. May our preachers and pastors be mighty in the Scriptures. Do we realize fully what it means to provide the best possible training for our young preachers? These men are to be the pastors of our churches, our missionaries at home and abroad, our denominational leaders, the authors of our religious literature. The Southern Baptist Theological Seminary matriculates as regular students only young men studying for the ministry. But it provides, in the regular course, 3 years and 2 years of advanced training for all who can take it. It is indeed a school of the prophets. How I love it and believe in it. If I had another 50 years to live and labor for Christ on a lost world, I can think of no better place in which to live and teach. I am happy that the schedule of the Southern Baptist Convention allots to the Southern Seminary September, the month in which I was born. The seminary stands for our entire cooperative program, including the Baptist 100,000 Club. The seminary is keyed to the sublime task of winning the world to faith in our Savior, and it wishes to help forward every agency that builds up the kingdom of God on earth. The Southern Seminary has a rich heritage in the achievements of the great men who have given their lives to it. The conduct of the four original professors in keeping it alive through the trying years after the terrible Civil War of 1861 to 65 was truly heroic. They highly resolved that the seminary might die, but that they would die first. They almost literally gave their lifeblood to save it. The names of Boyce, Broadus, Manley, and Williams are forever enshrined in the hearts of Southern Baptists. For many years now, the seminary has drawn students from northern states, and gifts from Northern Baptists in the long ago helped Boyce and Broadus to keep the seminary alive. I cannot close this brief address without asking every one of you who is listening to do one thing. Shall I say, make an offering to the seminary? Much as we appreciate your gifts of money, that is not the one high request of your old teacher friend. No, it is something infinitely more important. If you are not a Christian, let Christ come into your heart just now. Do it in deep earnestness. And let us, one and all, give all the keys of our lives to Jesus as our Lord. Surrender to Him every area of your life. Do not shut Him out of your play life, your business life, or any other area. God help every one of us every day of our lives to turn over to Jesus not a few nor most of the keys, but absolutely all the keys of our lives. May the seminary always in the coming years be worthy of the confidence, the love, and the generous support of all who love our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.